Confessions of Negative Attitudes. Through all of this, the review carried statements from lay members and ministers confessing their wrong attitudes toward organization and their doubts about the spirit of prophecy. Frederick Wheeler's confession, published in the Review of December 3, was typical. It was heartfelt and extended. It opens: "Dear Brother White, we are taught to confess our faults one to another, and pray one for another that we may be healed. I wish to confess and forsake all my faults and sins. I have murmured against Brother and Sister White, and have thought them too severe, and have spoken of them to a few of my brethren in a way calculated to prejudice their minds against them. I am sorry that I have been left to do thus. I have been slow to engage in the work of organization. I regret this, and intend for the future to be more diligent, believing it will accomplish a work in bringing the church on higher and holier ground. I humbly ask forgiveness of God and all my brethren, and ask an interest in their prayers." Ibid, December 3, 18. A confession was made by J.N. Andrews, writing from Waukon, Iowa, on November 28, 1861. He confessed his negative attitude and influence concerning the testimony of the Spirit of God, given through vision to Sister White. He mentioned his failure to reprove sin and wrongs that came under his observation, and referred to his turnaround, stating that the present work of organization meets my hearty approval. Ibid, December 17, 1860.